وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيك أزر مولانا سليم صاحب for always making dua for us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate your status and the status of the ummah and accept all your sacrifices. Ameen. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولو أن أهل القرى آمنوا واتقوا لفتحنا عليهم بركات من السماء والأرض ولكن كذبوا فأخذناهم بما كانوا يكسبون سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al-Ansar International, tonight was the recitation of the ninth para and it was the eighth Taraweeh. So we are facilitating for a 29th day Ramadan, and therefore you are ahead with one para every night. At the end of the eighth para, a portion of the incident of Shu'aib alayhi salam was mentioned. So the remaining portion of this incident is mentioned at the beginning of the ninth para. Allah Ta'ala says, قَالَ الْمَلَأُ الَّذِينَ اسْتَكْبَرُوا مِنْ قَوْمِهِ لَنُخْرِجَنَّكَ يَا شُعَيْبُ وَالَّذِينَ مَعَكَ الذين آمنوا معك من قريتنا أو لتعودن في ملتنا قال أولو كنا كارهين So Hazrat Shu'aib alayhi salam prevented his people from evil, mischief and corruption. However, the proud leaders warned him, O Shu'aib, we will expel you from our village together with those who have believed in you, unless you come into our religion. So Shu'aib alayhi salam answered, This can never happen. Do what you want. We will place our trust only on Allah. So after mentioning these incidents of the different Anbiya alayhi salam, Allah Ta'ala states that it is his way and practice that he tries to make those who deny understand in different ways. He sometimes puts them in difficulty and problems so that maybe they will turn to him. However, when they still do not take heed, even after being either afflicted with punishment or given a reprieve, then suddenly Allah Ta'ala seizes them with his punishment, while these people did not have the slightest inkling of what is going to hit them. So at the end of these incidents, Allah Ta'ala consoles Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, telling him not to be sad and grieved due to the pride and refusal of his people by saying, these were the towns, the stories of which we have narrated to you. Their messengers came to them with clear signs, but they were unlikely to believe in those things which they had rejected previously. In this way, Allah Ta'ala places a seal on the hearts of the disbelievers. Then there's an ayat in the following page of this para, وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ Had only the dwellers of the villages, you know, brought faith, brought taqwa, then we would have opened up for them the doors of blessings from the skies and the earth. And there's a lot of detail on this, but the barakat from the sama is an inclination towards a'mal, because that is from alam-e-kun that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commands in the noble Quran. Regarding to spirituality and the ruh, and the barakat of the earth are all those visible things that we see without which we cannot sustain our bodies. Everything that we look around us, whether it be our cars, the petroleum, whether it be our food and the animals, whether it be our buildings and our bricks, and whether it be our steel and our iron ore, whatever it may be, everything is barakat from the earth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens up this barakat if we place our taqwa in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So from the six incidents of the Anbiya mentioned in Surah A'raf, Musa alayhi salam's incident is mentioned in great detail. And you will find this year, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ثُمَّ بَعَثْنَا مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ مُوسَى بِآيَاتِنَا إِلَى فِرْعَوْنَ وَمَلَئِهِ فَظَلَمُوا بِهَا فَانْظُرُ كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. So this is because the ignorance of his people was greater than that of other nations. So from among the nation he was sent to address was one such individual who had laid claim to divinity, and that was Fir'aun. The miracles given to him, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, were more clearer compared to that of previous Anbiya, especially his staff and his shining hands. And these were two such miracles that even the darkest of dark hearts would have needed a great amount of obstinacy, stubbornness, in order to deny them. So Fir'aun and his people, you know, the Coptics, they had enslaved the Bani Israel and would afflict them with different and new types of oppression and punishments. So the Bani Israel had come to Egypt at that time when a severe drought had engulfed their villages and cities. So under the shadow of Yusuf alayhi salam, they then took up residence in Egypt. Their progeny grew day by day until eventually they were the second largest population group in Egypt. So thereafter, various oppressive pharaohs made them objects of oppression and victimization during their rule. So Hazrat Musa alayhi salam wanted the freedom of Bani Israel from this worst form of slavery, and he wanted to take them to their homeland, that is Sham. So thus he made a request to Fir'aun, and he said, فَأَرْسِلْ مَعِيَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. Send Bani Israel with me. So when Musa alayhi salam proclaimed in front of Fir'aun that he had been sent as a messenger from the master of the universe, Fir'aun mockingly said, if you are truthful in your claim, then show us a miracle. So Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, فَأَلْقَى أَصَاهُ فَإِذَا هِيَ ثُعْبَانٌ مُبِينٌ. He threw his staff on the ground, which suddenly turned into a ferocious looking serpent. Then Musa alayhi salam took out his hand from under his armpit. And وترى يده ونزع يده فإذا هي بيضاء للناظرين. Such a light emanated from it that the area between the skies and earth illuminated. In some books of tafsir like Tabari and Ibn Kathir, a narration of Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu is mentioned that when Fir'aun saw the staff changing into a snake, he jumped up from his throne and stood up to run away out of extreme fear. He then became fearful that it should not be that people believe in Musa alayhi salam. Therefore, he said to his special advisors, he is a sorcerer who wants to seize this land of yours. Therefore, advise me, what should we do? So they said, in our land, there are powerful magicians and sorcerers. Gather them in one place so that Musa alayhi salam can be defeated in an open gathering. This was then done at one specific place and at an appointed time. Thousands of people of Egypt congregated. So in answer to the magic of the sorceress, so Musa alayhi salam showed his miracle. وَأَلْقَى السَّحَرَةَ سَاجِدِينَ. So this sorceress fell into sajda immediately and accepted Iman. So due to the acceptance of Iman, Fir'aun flew into a fit of rage and began swearing and threatening them. However, in a few moments, the roots of Iman had become so entrenched. When Allah wants to give hidayat, He gives it and he doesn't take much time. So the roots of Iman had become so entrenched in the inner recesses of their hearts that the threats of Fir'aun could not create a dent in their firmness and steadfastness. So Fir'aun, you know, he called upon his people and he told them, the magicians, لَأُقَطِّعَنَّ أَيْدِيَكُمْ وَأَرْجُلَكُمْ مِنْ خِلَافٍ ثُمَّ لَأُصَلِّبَنَّكُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. I'll cut your hands and your legs by the opposites, you know, and then I will crucify all of you, you know. And then you know what was their reply? قَالُوا إِنَّا إِلَىٰ رَبِّنَا لَمُنْقَلِبُونَ. We will return to our Lord. So in response to the da'wat of Musa alayhi salam, Fir'aun and his people continued with their proud and arrogant ways of disobedience, denial and oppression. Eventually Allah Ta'ala afflicted them with different forms of punishment one after the other. Allah Ta'ala sent such a flood due to which all their farmlands, lands and crops were destroyed. Locusts came in swarms. They even ate the leaves of the trees. They became infested with so many ticks that it made all the stored up grains unworthy of use. Frogs were sent as a form of punishment. There was such an abundance of them that if someone opened his mouth to talk, a frog would leap towards his mouth. The water of their rivers, their streams and wells changed into blood. Whenever any punishment came, they would come begging Musa alayhi salam and would make a pact that if Allah saves them from this punishment, then they would believe. However, when the punishment was lifted, then they would go back to what they had been doing before. So thereafter, Allah Ta'ala eventually granted salvation to the Bani Israel from the difficulties of Fir'aun when Musa alayhi salam took them out of Egypt in the darkness of the night. So once freedom had been attained, a need was felt for a constitution and a way of life. So Allah Ta'ala called his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Musa alayhi salam, to Mount Tur. There Musa alayhi salam fasted for 40 days. He attained the great fortune of speaking to Allah Ta'ala and was gifted the Torah as a constitution. In Musa alayhi salam's absence, the Israelis began worshipping a calf due to the deceit and encouragement of one person, Samiri. So when Musa alayhi salam returned, he was gravely hurt by this polytheistic, the shirk act of theirs. The Israelis were a strange people. On every step they would falter. So they would promise and then forget. They would mock the commands of Allah Ta'ala. They did not even abstain from wrongly interpreting and changing these commands. So after mentioning the promises taken by Bani Israel in the 12th Ruku, it is mentioned that in the universe of the souls, Alam-e Arwah, a promise was taken by Allah Ta'ala from all human beings that they will fulfill the commands of Allah Ta'ala. However, most people have forgotten this promise. So the remainder of the surah has the following important points. The incidents of Ba'lam bin Ba'ura, who had been granted knowledge and honor. However, this wretched one sold his knowledge for a few worthless coppers of this world. From this incident, we learn that knowledge without amal and practice and good character is of no value in the sight of Allah. And then the Quran Majid also speaks about the disbelievers. You know, وَلَهُمْ أَعْنِنُ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ آذَانُ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ. The disbelievers are like animals because they cannot take benefit from their heart's intelligence, their eyes and their ears, resulting in them being deprived of iman. So those who do not use their intelligence and brains for deen are foolish, and those who do not hear the verses of Allah are deaf, and those who do not gaze with the eyes of insight, and they are therefore blind. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted respite to the kuffar in the world until the time will come when they will be punished suddenly. And then regarding the day of when Qiyamah will take place, it's not known. يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ السَّاعَةِ أَيَّانَ مُرْسَاهَا قُلْ إِنَّمَا عِلْمُهَا عِنْدَ رَبِّي. Tell them that only Allah has the knowledge of this. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah commands him to portray noble character, adopt forgiveness. And Surah Araf commenced with the grandeur of the Quran, and it also ends with the grandeur of the Quran. And وَإِذَا قُرِئَ الْقُرْآنَ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنصِتُوا. When the Quran is recited, then listen to it attentively and remain silent. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. So that the mercy of Allah can be showered upon you. So the listening and the recitation of the Quran invites the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then in Surah Anfal, just like other Madani surah, special importance has been given to explaining Shari'i laws. And the topic of jihad in the path of Allah is very conspicuous in the surah. So this surah was revealed after the battle of Badr, which was the foundation and the start of all future battles in Islamic history. And in this battle, the assistance of Allah Ta'ala was witnessed openly, and a much larger army was defeated. So this surah commences mentioning the laws of booty. Since there were differences amongst the Muslims, regarding its distribution. So five qualities have been mentioned in Surah Anfal. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْأَنْفَالِ قُلِ الْأَنْفَالُ لِلَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ. They ask you regarding the booty and the spoils of war. Say that the spoils of war are for Allah and His Prophet. Then Allah says, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ, fear of Allah, and reform the situations between you. وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ, obey Allah and His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam if you are believers. And the mu'mineen, their condition is such that when Allah's name is mentioned, their hearts tremor. And when the verses of Allah are recited, their iman increases. And they have absolute faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ, they establish salah. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ, and they spend from that which we have given them. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ حَقَّ, they are in the true sense, the believers. لَهُمْ دَرَجَاتٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ, they have lofty stages by their Rabb. وَمَغْفِرَةٌ وَرِزْقٌ كَرِيمٌ, and they have forgiveness from their Lord and a bountiful sustenance as well. So alhamdulillah, these beautiful things have been mentioned in Surah Anfal. One speciality of Surah Anfal worth mentioning is that Allah Ta'ala addresses the believers six times with the words brimming with love. Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, O you who believe. And then showed them such principles that if followed, they can pitch the flags of victory on the plains of jihad. So you will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the first address is, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu idha laqitumul ladina kafaru zahfan fala tuwalluhumul adbar. O you people, if you encounter the disbelievers in the battlefield, then don't turn your backs and flee. This is very, very potent. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala follows it up after that with another, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu ati'u Allah wa rasulah وَلَا تَوَلَّوْا عَنْهُ وَأَنْتُمْ تَسْمَعُونَ. And it says, O people of Iman, obey Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do not turn away from him. And you must be listening to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اسْتَجِيبُوا لِلَّهِ وَلِلْرَسُولِ إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ لِمَا يُحِيكُمْ. And say, O people of Iman, respond to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when they call upon you. So that we, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu again in another ayah on the same page. La takhunu Allah wa rasul wa takhunu amanatikum wa antum ta'lamun. Says, O people of Iman, do not betray your Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and your mutual trust, you know, amongst yourselves, and you know about it. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says again after that in another ayah, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu in tattaqullah yaj'al lakum furqanan wa yukaffir ankum sayyi'atikum wa yaghfir lakum. Then, O people of Iman, if you fear Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create for you and make for you a criterion so that you can differentiate between right and wrong. Wa yukaffir ankum sayyi'atikum, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove from you all your sins and He shall pardon you. And then in the next para, also in the same surah of Anfal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu idha laqitum fi'atan fathbutu wadhkuru allaha kathiran la'allakum tuflihun. O people of Iman, if you encounter the enemy group of people, fathbutu, remain steadfast, wadhkuru allaha kathiran, and remember Allah abundantly, la'allakum tuflihun, so that you may be successful. So beautiful advices in here. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.